Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And you're listening to Mind Food Radio, a topic that, is pretty prevalent. A lot of people talk about melanoma, but they really don't know the seriousness of it.
That's exactly right. And I'd like to welcome to today's show Louise White. She's the founder of the Emily Tapp Melanoma Foundation. Hi, Louise.
Hi, guys.
Now, tell us a little bit about this foundation in terms of how it started.
Well, it basically started in 2006, after losing our daughter at age 27, who had a melanoma taken off the back of her arm the year before, 14 months earlier. And it appeared, after they gave her the all clear, it appeared about 14 months later with a pea-sized lump under her arm. And after the operation, we thought everything was going to be okay, but it was a bit late, and it started to metastasize, and within 2.5 months she left us.
God.
In June 22nd. She had her birthday in hospital, her 27th, and about the 11th of June they told her that she only had 2 weeks to live.
I work with a man who last year had something like that on his arm, and you know, it's something that just happens very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't even know what it was. I mean, was it from the sun or is it a genetic thing?
Well, it's both, basically. Look, it's the accumulative sunburns that you have as a child and as a teenager especially, and it can come back to affect you in later years. It's actually the... it kills more people between 15 and 40 than any other cancer, melanoma.
Good grief.
Louise, did Emily... did she have particularly fair skin?
She did have fair skin, yes, and she knew that she wasn't, wasn't able to... she was a bit scared of getting burnt, but unfortunately, when you're a teenager, and especially at high school, when you're playing outdoor sports, you tend to, in those days, back in the 80s and 90s, you didn't sort of do a lot of slip-slop slapping.
Mm.
And I think schools need to take a bit of a look at how they do protect their students, especially in the midday sun when they're playing sport.
Mm.
And what does the foundation actually do?
Well, what we started doing was we hold a march for melanoma every year. We've done our 6 marches to date. We're doing our 7th in March, on the 3rd of March in 2013. We're hoping to make it a more of a national event as well. We try to get everyone together who has lost loved ones to remember them on the day, as well as supporting people who live with cancer and survivors. And then every spring I try to do an awareness campaign that goes right through summer.
Mm.
I attend events. I go to anywhere where we're invited to speak. But mainly I think outdoor events is where I do a lot of awareness and promote what they need to do, and also give out sunscreen. Most people don't put sunscreen on, not enough anyway, and they don't wear hats. And we don't realise that the UV starts to rise from about September onwards down south, but the UV is high all year round up north, and people just think that it's got to be hot before they get burnt.
But so, Louise, what about parents, you know, what advice do you have to them? You know, get the kids into, a specialist early to get their skin checked?
Definitely.
How do we do that?
Well, really, check yourself regularly. If you don't do it monthly, check every the beginning of each season.
What are we looking for, though? What do you look for?
Well, you look for anything that looks different, anything that's changed, a new mole that might appear. With Emily, hers just appeared on the back of her arm. And she thought it might have been a pimple. It was slightly raised. Her melanoma, unfortunately, was a nodular melanoma. They call it a nodular, which is raised, and it can be dark.
Yeah.
It can be a bit light, but it feels like a pimple if you're not looking at it. And basically, go to the doctor immediately if you feel something strange.
That's Louise White, founder of the Emily Tapp Melanoma Foundation. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Louise.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.